All creations bow before you, for we acknowledge your sovereignty. Amen. 1st Kings unto God, who has called me to proclaim his most holy word, to our pastor, Reverend Eric King, in his absence, to the members and friends, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All of you are special to me and to God. I just want to acknowledge the presence of my mother, Miss Adrena Grant. My wife and son, Micah Grant and Jonah. My brother and his family, Leonard Grant, London Grant, Laura Grant, Little Leonard. I also see my prayer partner, Bryant Davis here, and my LB, Laurent White. Miss Joyce Neal. I also see my good friend, Madhu Williams, and his wife. And my big brother, Larry Webster. And everybody else, I see Mr. Evans and everybody else of my friends. And but you know, sometimes you invite people and you don't know if they're going to come, but then they show up and you're like, God is good. I was going to preach a sermon regardless if they came or not, but they came to support the ministry. Let us for a few moments look back at our text. I'm just going to read verses 12 and 16a, just for a clarification of what God has placed on my heart today for us. So again, Ezekiel chapter 34, I'm going to read verses 12 and then 16a. As the shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. Let us speak for a moment on the topic, God will rescue you. God will rescue you. In 2019, the gospel artist or the Christian contemporary artist, Lauren Daigle, she won a Grammy Award for the best Christian, contemporary Christian album in 2019. Has anybody heard of Miss Lauren Daigle? Okay. She won the album that was entitled Look Up Child. And I don't know if you ever heard the songs, all her songs on the album before, but when you leave here, I want you to, on your iTunes, and look up Lauren Daigle and the songs that she has. There are so many songs on the album that resonate with me. And I'm sure they will resonate with you as well as you listen to them. But one song in particular resonates with me. It's called Rescue. And the song I played over and over and over again, even before I knew who Lauren Daigle was. See, I set my radio to 91.9, I think it is. And I listened to songs and, 104.1 as well. But I listened to some songs over and over again, and the song Rescue just kept on playing and playing and playing, And it resonated with me because she said a term in there, she used the term SOS. How many of us ever heard the word SOS? Saves our souls. And see, the thing about that word SOS, it's a midshipman or a maritime acronym. SOS is used for when people are in distress and they need help. It's a call for help. But you see, I'm not a midshipman. I'm not even, you know, a water person. But I believe that everyone in the sound of my voice has had some SOS moments. When you needed God to help you in some urgent situations. Do I have a witness today? Does anybody have any SOS moments? Maybe you had an SOS moment in your marriage. You couldn't see eye to eye. You were fighting. You were struggling with each other. You didn't feel appreciated in your marriage. But you called to God, SOS. I'm on the brink of divorce. But SOS. Because of some urgency I needed in my marriage. Maybe there's some SOS moments on your job. You're not getting along with your supervisor. You're having trouble with the task that you're about to perform. You're having trouble with your coworkers. When you're trying to do the right thing, sometimes you need an SOS moment because you need God to come to your aid in those tough situations. Maybe you have an SOS with your children. Your children are wayward. Your children are doing some of the things that you didn't train them to do. But God, you say, God, I need an SOS. I need help because my children are wayward. Maybe you need an SOS in your personal life. Maybe there's something in your life that's not right. You want to do better. But you say, God, I need an SOS. I need help for you, God, because I can't get the things right in my life. Maybe there's SOS in your finances. I don't know if I'm on your street yet. But is there some SOS moments in your life? You see, the SOS causes us some feelings and some emotions that we just can't get together. We feel lost. We feel hidden. We feel forsaken. We feel doubt. Those SOS moments. We feel that we're in a dark place and there's no light. Those are the SOS moments. Those are the feelings that come with those SOS feelings. And you see, it doesn't matter if you are a Christian or not. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not. All of us are going to have some SOS moments. We go through things because we doubt, we fear, we're hidden. We feel like we're hidden. But I've come today to tell you that there is power in the name of Jesus. God will bring us out of our SOS moments. Do you believe me today that God can bring us out of whatever SOS moment you have? Whether it's marriage, whether it's your children, whether it's your job, whether it's your own personal stuff, God can fix us, can bring us out of those SOS moments. You see, I know that the water seems far out there. You seem like you don't have a raft to save you. There's no land around. But God is saying to you, I can save you. I can save you. I can bring you in. You see, possibilities are fertile. Possibilities are fertile. When we let God rescue us from our SOS moments. You see, the psalmist David, he had numerous SOS moments. Do you believe me? Read God's word. He was being chased by Saul. He was about to fight the big Goliath. SOS moment. I know he was fearful, possibly. He was probably felt like he was unworthy to do those things, or he was being troubled. But this is what he says in Psalms 75. He says, I know the Lord is God. It is he who made me. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That's not Psalm 70. That's not Psalm 75. Psalm 75 says, I am poor and I need the Lord. Please hurry up, my God, because God, you are my helper and my Savior. Lord, do not delay. He said to himself, God, I need your help. I'm in the SOS moment. You are my God. You are my Savior. You are my helper. Please hurry up and come to my aid. Just like that, someone's saying, God, please come. My marriage is about to fail. Please come, God. I need you with my job. I need you with my children. God, please come and hurry up, God. I know you say that we never hope company come once to be right on time. But God, I need you right now. I need you right now, God, because I'm struggling. Some of us are struggling. God, please come to my aid because you are my Savior. You are my helper. God will rescue us. And the reason why that God will come to our rescue is because, number one, we are his sheep. You and I are God's sheep. Now Psalms 105 says, I know the Lord, he is God. It's he who made us. We are his and his people and the sheep of his pasture. You and I are the sheep of God's pasture. You see, the thing is that David knew something about sheep because he was a shepherd boy. He knew that sheep needed to be what? Protected. They need provision. And just like that, just like us, God is trying to provide protection and provision for each and every one of us. Even in our SOS moments. You see, God, we need you. It's the hurry, God. My marriage is failing. I keep on saying that. My marriage is failing. My children are astray. My job is conflicting. But God, I need you to hurry because I'm sinking. And I need you to come and watch over me. I need you to come and rescue me. And see, the thing about it is that on this Christian journey, we are all going to have times of SOS moments. See, the thing is, it does not matter because they're going to come into your life. But the key is that, what are you going to do when they come? What are you going to do when they come? Because they're going to come in your life. I guarantee you, there will be some SOS moments in your life. But the first thing you need to do is, like I said, is understand that you are what? You are God's sheep. He's going to protect you. He's going to find provision for you because you are God's sheep. The second thing is, we need to have faith that God will rescue us. See, there's so many examples in the Bible of how people were in SOS moments and God rescued them. Think about the story of Daniel. Anybody know Daniel? Daniel was a man after God's heart. He wouldn't allow the statutes and the decrees of the king to change his faith. He stood firm on his faith. See, one time when they told him to pray to God or pray not to pray to any of the gods, he still stood firm in his faith. And because of that, he was thrown in what? The lion's den. And they rolled a stone in front of the lion's den. And guess what? God sealed the lion's mouth. Somebody rolled a stone away. God, Daniel was still there, laughing and joyful because God had what? Rescued him from the lion's den. Oh, what about the three Hebrew boys? Do you know the Hebrew boys? They too were tested. They were bound up, thrown in a fiery furnace. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, Darius said to them, he said, wait. I thought I bound up three people. But I see there's four people unbound. And I see that the fourth one is the Son of God. You see, there's examples in the Bible of how God has rescued us from trying situations. And I thank God today that He'll rescue you. He'll rescue you. He'll rescue you. He'll rescue you. What a mighty God we serve. God will come to our rescue, even if we're the only person out there. Isn't that good to know that even if you're the only person out there, that God will come after you? The Word of God says that He will lead the 99. And He'll come get you and put you on His back and walk you back to safety. God says, I'll rescue you from the places where you were scattered. God said, I'll rescue you. It doesn't matter if you're the only person out there. He will come and rescue you because He's your God. You're His sheep. And God is a person of His word. He will not lie. He will come get you. I will search you out and bring you back to safety. Oh, we serve a good God. But maybe you have always standing firm on your faith. He's saying, Reverend Grant, I made some bad choices in life. Will God save me from that? You see, many times we get no SOS situations because of what we did. We chose the wrong path. We chose that wrong place to go. But will God still rescue you when you make the wrong decisions or choices? You see, in Luke chapter 15, there was a story about a prodigal son. See, I can identify with this. Because I'm that prodigal son. In that story, the prodigal son, he gathered his dad's inheritance, his part of the inheritance, and he went out to a foreign land and he squandered the money. He was living a riotous life. He was ratchet in today's language. Doing all sorts of things. But when he finished all, it is hot in here. When he finished all, the money was gone. When he was eating with the pigs, God said, you know what? He came to his mind. He said, God said, you know what? Think on this. You have more back home. So he went back home to his father. Just like us, we can go back home to our father. But you got to get your mind right. He says, oh God, I need your help. Save me from these moments, those SOS moments. You see, I can identify with that prodigal son. You see, I was that prodigal son. I ran my parents' money. I did everything wrong. But I can understand what the songwriter says. The songwriter says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Valley sinking there within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, now safe, safe am I. Oh, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But the master, what? He heard my cry for help. He heard my cry for help. He brought me in. Now safe. Now safe am I. Why? Because what? Love lifted me. Love will lift you. Love will lift you. And guess what? When nothing else will help. Not your money, not your friends, not your position. It's love that will lift you out of the water. God, rescue us. First, because we are his sheep. Second, because it says in his word, I will rescue you. But the thing is that after he rescues us, he will bandage us up. He will strengthen us. For what? The next SOS moment. You see, God is preparing you for the next moment. In the next moment. In the next moment. Because if he did it before, he can do what? He can do it again. See, that's the thing about our life. It's not going to be perfect all the time. But every time God rescues you from those SOS moments, it's for you to what? Be able to do it again. Share with your friends and your loved ones. You know what? I know you're in a terrible place. I know you're having a terrible marriage, or you're in a tough situation with your kids or your job or your personal stuff or your finances. But God has rescued those people, and he can do the same for you, because what? You're his child too. You're his child also. You see, we are all going to have those SOS moments. Moments where we feel lost. Moments where we feel forgotten, hopeless. Moments where we feel that no one is going to find us in our situation. But I like what Lauren Daigle says in her song. And please listen to their song when you get home. She says, God will send that army in the middle of your darkest moments. It's true, I will rescue you. She says, God will send out an army in the midst or the middle of your darkest places. It's true, I will rescue you. She says that there is no distance that God cannot cover. No matter how far you go back. He said, there's no distance that God can't cover. I will what? Rescue you. You see, there is no, God will shelter us. God will be our armor. God will hear our SOS call. Do you believe it today? That regardless of your SOS moment, that God will send out his army to find you and bring you back to safety. You don't have to feel lost anymore, because the army is coming. The army is coming. He's not just going to throw out the raft. He's going to jump in the water. He's going to jump in the water, put you on his back, and walk you back to safety. How do I know? Because I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply staying within and sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me, now safe am I. Why? Because what? Love lifted me. Love will lift you. Love will lift you. Love will lift you. You and you and you. When nothing else can help. Not your friends, not Facebook, Instagram. They can't help you. It's love. God's unconditional love that will help you. Who wants to be rescued today? Who wants to be rescued today? I know you're going through something today. Do you believe that God can rescue you? The first call for discipleship is the fact that those who don't know Jesus in the part of their sins. You see, he's going to knock. As I stand at the door and knock. You hear my voice and allow me to come in and sup with you. Will you allow God to sup with you today? If you have never confessed faith in Jesus Christ, he is the person who's going to send out the army himself and those persons to bring you back in. But you got to first be saved. Put your faith and trust in him. The fact is that you first got to give your life to Christ. confess that you are a sinner, that you need help, that Jesus died on that Jesus died, was buried, and three days later he was buried and on the cross. And 3 days later he was risen with all power in his hands. That's what you gotta confess first, become a child of God. That he is your Savior, he's your Lord. Maybe you already confessed faith in Jesus Christ. But you need a church home where you can come and fellowship with another and be strengthened by the Word of God. Pastor King is a great pastor. There's great work to be done in this community. God wants to rescue other people out there from their SOS moments. So you need to come and help us to be able to what? Help people come to Christ. Maybe you want restoration. Maybe you've been away from church for a while. And you're coming back because God put on your mind, said, you know what? You can go back home to Goshen and join this place again and work in God's kingdom. So I'll give you the call by Christian Experience. Call by discipleship for first-time believers and call for restoration. Let's stand on our feet. God will rescue us. SOS moments, but God is telling you you are his sheep. His word is true that he will come and rescue you, and not just for you to be rescued, but so you can help others understand that there's a God out there who can bring you back from any situation that you come in contact with. So we come for prayer. Come for prayer, and if you don't want to come to the altar, we ask you to join hands with your neighbor. Link up, because this is a journey that we're on. And God wants us to pray together. I know the corona's out there, but let's still, if we can, join hands if possible. And our brother, Mendel Holtz, will give us our prayer.
God, we thank you. God, I want to start this prayer by saying thank you. God, I don't know the individual needs of everyone in this church, God, but you spoke to me today, God. I thank you for the reassurance as a congregation that you have given us, God, that you are worried about us and that you will come and seek us out individually during our moments of need, God. As the preacher said, during our darkest moments, God, you are making yourself ready and your army ready to send out for us as individuals, God.